This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Manchester Essex girls basketball coach Lauren DuBois. And Lauren, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, you guys are, right now I've got you at 8-3 overall, 5-2 in the Cape Ann League, and you got a couple of games coming up this week. We can talk about those in just a moment, but first, I do have those records, right? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Sorry about that. All right. Well, Lauren, let's give me a quick overview, if you can, on this team and this season. Not all about the players, but just your take on the quick overview of how things have gone this season for you guys.
Sure. Well, we're off to a good start. We had a lot of returning players this year, so a lot of experience coming back. You know, we are a small team, but the girls work really hard. We're quick, and we like to push the ball in transition, so we've at times been able to do that, and then when we have, we've been pretty successful.
I want to ask in just a moment about some of your players, to have you tell me about your starting lineup and beyond, if you could, but has there been a standout game or two for you guys this year? It could be a game you win or games you lose, whatever. What have been standout games as far as you are concerned?
Oh, well, we just had a really strong game against Amesbury this past Friday, which was a big win for us, kind of a bounce back after losing to Linfield earlier in the week. Earlier in the season, we had a double overtime win against Hamilton Wenham, which was a big win for us. It's always good to be able to win close games, especially early in the season. And then we had a great game against Georgetown, and even though we lost, we were down a few starters, and we had a lot of people step up and really show what they could do. And kind of that next player up philosophy, we were able to play really hard and give them a good game.
Nice. All right. So tell me about your players. I know with Oliver and O'Neill, you have a couple of the league's top scorers on your team. So, yeah, so maybe you could start there and go beyond if you could.
Sure. So Lily Oliver, sophomore point guard. She became a starter last year as a freshman, and this year she's really found her offensive rhythm. She can shoot the ball. She can take it to the hoop. But she's really a great defender, and she just really, you know, bothers the opposing guard, and she creates a lot of offense out of that defense. And then Metchie O'Neill, senior captain, just such a tremendous athlete, strong, same thing, can shoot the ball from the outside, but just tough to stop when she's taking it to the basket.
All right, how about some of your other starters there then?
Sure. We also have senior captain Felaini DeWitt, who has been a big presence for us on the inside. Again, we're a small team, so she's taken on a lot of tough defensive assignments and has been really working hard on the boards. And I would say the same for Ella Arnston, who's another starter. She's a junior, again, in the forward spot, but, you know, playing much taller than she actually is, and she's just such a tough kid. We also have Harper Brooks starting for us, and she's basically a threat for a double-double. She's our leading rebounder, and she's about 5'3", so it's really impressive to see her work on the boards, both on the offensive end and on the defensive end. So she's an exciting player to watch. And then on different nights, we've had different people step up. So McKay Brooks, another senior captain, also a great rebounder, has stepped in and made some big shots for us, kind of has been a spark off the bench in several games. Tess Carpenter, another junior, who's just real quick, real aggressive on the defensive end, and again, can be a spark off the bench for us.
You mentioned you had a lot of players coming back, but not you don't have to give me the exact breakdown here, but if you were your starting lineup, I mean, what's the mix of seniors, juniors, sophomores, that kind of deal approximately?
So in the starting lineup, we usually have two seniors, one junior and two sophomores.
Yeah, that's good. I always think good teams have a mixture like that. It's and it bodes well for the future too, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Always got to look at that. Coach, if you look at the league, what can you tell me about the league? How you see the Cape Ann League this season?
You know, it's always a tough league. There's, you know, always scores that surprise you. People step up and have big games, and you know, for us, we tend to focus on our games with Georgetown and Hamilton Wenham. But all of the teams in the small have the potential to have an upset. We have some good competitive games with Linfield and Triton in the large. I forgot to mention earlier, we had a big win earlier in the season against North Reading, which was a huge win for us to beat somebody in the large, especially a team that beat us pretty solidly last year. So that was also a big win for us. But, you know, it's a tough league. We're a small team, small school. So anytime we are able to compete, we're really happy about it.
Oh, that's a great note, the North Reading win, because they're having a great year this year.
Yeah, they've really come on strong. They've beaten Newburyport and had a few other really big games recently. So that's a big win for us.
And then Newburyport is another very successful girls team this year. And I think you have them, what, February 5th, I'm guessing, something like that?
Somewhere around there.
Because I know the boys are matching up, I think, on that night. So you guys got to be about the same.
Yeah, we're going there.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. So... Now, this week, you mentioned, we mentioned earlier you got Triton at home on Tuesday night, tomorrow night as we speak, and that's a team that you lost to. So what's the revenge thinking here?
So we just want to, you know, set up a game plan to try to, you know, fix the things that didn't go well for us. We're going to adjust some things on the defensive end. They have a really strong scorer. It was just a tough kid to stop, so we're going to work some different things to try to stop her. And they're tall, so for us it's going to be all about boxing out and making sure that we are doing our part on the boards to limit them to one contested shot.
And now as I look at the schedule too, your Hamilton-Wenham game on Friday, that was that double overtime win you guys had, but that obviously was at home, so now you're on the road this coming Friday at their place.
Yeah, it's always a tough gym to play in. They're a great team again. They've got a lot of size. And they also have a lot of returning experience, so it'll be a battle again.
If I were to ask you, where do you think the growth on this year's team has been since the very start of the season, or since the tryouts and practices prior to the start of the season to where you are now, where do you think that growth has come or is at?
I think what we're really trying to work on is like reading what the defense gives us and taking what the defense is giving us, so making adjustments. And really, again, what we always emphasize and what we keep getting better at is like creating offense out of our defense. We really want to focus in on defense, focus in on getting stops, getting deflections, and hopefully getting out in transition as a result.
Yeah, exactly. I was just thinking transition would be would probably be your bread and butter, right? I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Finally, Coach, tell me about your coaching staff. Who's coaching with you this year at Manchester Essex?
Sure. So, at the varsity assistant position is Hardy Nally, who was the AD when I started here, who hired me. He's been assisting me at varsity for a very long time now. So just great to have his knowledge. And then at the JV, on the JV one team, Nicole O'Rourke, who is new to the position this year and has been a great asset and has been working hard with the JV girls on the fundamentals. And then at the JV2 level, we have Ray Allen, who has been with me for probably 15 years now, coaching at the JV2 level. And he's just done a great job with that and helped build this program as well.
Yeah. Well, Lauren, is there anything else that I didn't ask you about that you'd like to share with us about the Manchester Essex girls basketball team?
It's just a great group of girls who work hard and, have hopefully a lot of fun playing and have a lot of fun with each other. So we're just going to keep working and hopefully find success.
Absolutely. Well, excellent. Well, Lauren, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us and share the Manchester Essex girls basketball story.
Happy to do it. Thanks for having us.
All right. Lauren Du Bois, girls basketball coach, Manchester Essex, here on MSONewsSports.com.